I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, welcome to All Talk with Jason, Mike, and thanks so much to all our listeners out there who have joined us. And first and foremost, Mike Minogue, I feel like I haven't seen you in ages, mate. How are you?
Really good. I've headed down, as you know, to Wellington. It's been a long time since I've been away from Auckland and Waiheke.
Yes.
I've been up there in the beautiful weather and come down here, and we're now enjoying, aren't we, Jace, as we sit here outside, we're enjoying, it's probably about 13 degrees.
I think that would be a very generous 13 degrees, but we're in the magnificent, and I have to say magnificent, Lowry Bay, Mike Minogue. And if I could just describe the vista to our listeners out there, lovely ocean right in front of us. We're sitting perched on a little park bench, overlooking across the water. We can see the magnificent Wellington City. We're surrounded by majestic hills. It really is probably the most beautiful location I've ever broadcast a podcast from, Mike Minogue.
Yeah. No, I'd have to agree with you there, actually. We can just look across there to the hills across the harbour, and we can see there's some kind of a mine cavity.
Yes.
Being carved out of
I just noticed that, actually.
Out of the hill. I wonder what can you mine out of that hill, do you think? Dirt?
Yeah, it looks like dirt.
Dirt mine.
I'm really not sure what you'd be getting out of that mine, but I imagine a lot of people out there at the moment will be saying, why in God's name are Mike and Jace broadcasting from
the beautiful Lowry Bay?
And I can tell you that we're currently on set, and being the very, very busy men that we are, Mike, particularly you at the moment, boy, you're going great guns.
Yeah.
You know, we have to take every opportunity to make a podcast, and this is our opportunity. I will make the point. I flew all the way down here. I broke up my holiday.
Yeah.
Just to do this podcast, just to sit here with you at Lowry Bay, the beautiful Lowry Bay, to make this podcast in the 45 minutes that you have spare in your life at the moment.
That's right. And there's other things going on in it. And what's going to happen is, as we do the podcast today, sort of every time we get 1 minute, we're going to have Te Wairangi is going to come over. He's our AD, and he's going to say, look, guys, we've got to shoot. So the moment we start talking, we're going to have to stop and then go, as is happening now.
Yeah.
He's looking at us. He's waiting for us to go.
Well, the great thing from my point of view, Mike, which people won't realize, is I came down here to do this podcast with you, of course, in the spare 45 minutes that you had in your life.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting cast in the production, which was an absolute boon.
And we're going to come back to that, aren't we? Because we've just got to go over here to sit and do a walkthrough.
Oh, okay. We literally have to go now.
Yeah. He's not an audience member. So we're going to come back to chatting about the show in a minute.
And so, yes, we're straight off the lunch set now, and to describe the vista to you, I'm staring at the Stopout Sports Club in...
I'd say Seaview.
Seaview?
It's probably Lower Hutt, might be, but...
Hutt, yeah. We've just had a wonderful on-set lunch.
Yeah, really good.
A pork schnitzel with lovely applesauce, and the first time I've ever seen, I'm a fan of sriracha sauce.
Yeah.
And it was a yellow sriracha, which was just lovely. It had a much mellower sort of bite to it as opposed to your red chili sriracha.
Sure. Yeah, well, then, of course, I don't eat that meat stuff, so I went with the mashed potato, which was really good. And also,
God, your life must suck, Mike. I mean, mean, having to be reduced to sucking on a bit of mashed potato.
Yeah, and that's what there was. Mm. You know, you could either have a pork chop and mash, or you could have just the mash if you're a vegetarian.
Oh, I did notice there were some carrots and some salad there.
There was actually. They also had a halloumi salad with little cherry tomatoes in there, which was really good, a mushroom risotto. Mm.
And, oh, is that what that was?
Yeah,
was it?
No, okay. It was pretty good. And then also the, what was that, pastry thing? Ravioli?
Yep. Yeah, ravioli with a lovely stuffing in the middle of it. I couldn't tell you what the stuffing was.
Just mushy, isn't it? I only know what the texture is.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was mushy.
It was very, very nice. So,
and then I finished it off. I sort of left, you would have seen, I left sort of a little bit of potato there.
Mm.
And I went off and I did a poo.
Yeah, I wondered where you went. I was slightly concerned that maybe you'd gone to have a vom or something.
No.
But no, you just...
Oh, well, it was creating more room, but...
Right, okay.
Not as quickly.
But at the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a bit of a strange old day, and we're having to improvise in terms of podcasts, given...
Absolutely. And let me just say, on behalf of both of us, Jace, that we're really sorry to our listeners.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we started this, when we started this podcast, the one thing we said was we want to be reliable.
Yeah, consistent.
And that our listeners always know that on that day... it comes out, and of course we've let you down there lately, but for good reason. I mean, what we neither of us want to do is do Zoom ones, because they always just seem a bit
shit. Especially given my technical disabilities, Mike, that's always a perilous sort of thing. But I can say on our behalf, it hasn't been deliberate, purely circumstance. Being forced into, as we say at the moment, sitting in a van outside the Stop Out Sports Club in Lower Hutt.
Yeah, earlier on we were sitting on a couple of plastic chairs overlooking the ocean. I mean, it's not a bad life, but it just means it makes it tough, you know. So we're really,
it does.
You know, you've actually finished for the day.
Yeah, I have. I'm flying back tonight.
That's right. I've got to finish off today, and we've got to finish off lunch, and then we've got to drive for about 45 minutes to the next location. So we're really cramming this in just because, you know, we feel bad. You know, next week you're going to be down again.
Yeah, I will be.
So we're going to do another podcast this week.
It was
next
just
week.
I wasn't initially cast, as I said, but because I was here, they used me.
Yeah.
And because my performance was so magnificent, Mike, they said, geez, let's get Jace back next
week.
Absolutely. Which is very convenient with regards to our podcast.
Well, it is. And that's the only good thing about it, because it also means it's going to be irregular, but at least it means there'll be another one next week. And outside of that, I guess we're just going to... I don't know how we're going to do it, because
well, actually,
I'm down here for a few weeks longer. We'll try and pump out a few next week.
Yeah, we will. We will. In terms of how are we going in terms of our listenership, I remember you mentioning that we're up to around 2K now as a regular audience, which is a hell of a turn up for two guys just talking shit all the time.
No, well, I said it's – is that what you heard? I said it's about 2A.
Oh, did you say 2?
A.
Oh, 2A.
It's about 2A.
Oh, okay.
That was a question.
Oh, right,
and you
okay.
Heard 2K.
I thought you said 2K.
Which sounds a lot better than
2A.
Yeah. No, there's not. I mean, there's enough people to fucking send us a few complaints and if it doesn't show up.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Which is good. I mean, we've got some emails come through. We're just going to have to try and keep this one on time given our given the tightness of the shedge here.
Yeah.
So I've got some questions, and it's just going to be a bit of a shambles. Generally what we run here, Jace, is a highly organised operation.
Yes.
Where we've got the questions all lined up. We've got, you know, you're probably looking at your shared document with me and looking to find the questions. Well, I haven't put any on there.
Oh, that'll be, yeah, I thought
That's
I'd read that one before.
Oh, no, that looks familiar. And
yeah,
it does,
it's the neon yellow suit that sort of struck my attention for the wedding scenario, which, by the way, helped a great deal. And he did get back to us and say, thanks for the advice, fellas, I've taken it all on board.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
Which is really nice. What it's all about. But so I'm assuming that you've got them on another document that you might want to read.
Well, I've just got them off the...
Insta?
Yeah.
Great.
And I'm just hoping here that these are going to come through, as I hope. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read, you know, all I've got here is mostly just emails from people saying, where's the podcast?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we've explained that sufficiently.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of relationship chat.
I think she's cheating on me.
It's relationship advice with Jace and Mike.
Kia ora, Jace and Mike. I have this issue where I am severely addicted to Whittaker's creamy milk chocolate blocks.
Yeah.
To the point I will consume a whole block every day and my mood will be severely on the decline if I miss out. My wife has voiced her concerns and regularly comments on my newly developed pot belly. I could really do with some great advice. Love the potty, thanks. And that's from Tuscan and Toowoomba.
Tuscan and, oh, so we've got an Australian listener.
Yeah, an Aussie.
Toowoomba.
Dirty, stinking, cheating Aussie. Cheating,
well, like. No, I mean, we have to assume that he's a Kiwi, yeah, gone no, to Aussie, right. So he's a good
He's gone boy. Over there to steal.
He's a good bastard.
Steal jobs and that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it, when you get into a long-term partnership. Before I met my wife, for example, I never touched anything with sugar in it.
No.
Apart from alcoholic beverages,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't until I met my wife, actually, that she introduced me to the joys of chocolate and your desserts, if I can put it that way. She's a very slim lady, but she consumes a vast quantity of chocolate, particularly Whittaker's, mentioned by our listener there. But it's never had any really adverse effect on her. But because she's consuming it in front of me, of course, I'm being put into the situation where I'm being forced,
yes,
just by its sheer proximity, yes, to indulge in the same thing.
Yep.
And I'm the one, because as you can see with me, I'm quite a skinny fella,
yes,
but I'm developing a bit of a pot belly. Incidentally, I was just saying to my wife the other day, there's nothing worse than a pot belly on a really skinny guy.
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Except a pot belly on a really skinny woman.
Right, yeah. And there's something very incongruous. I mean, if you suddenly developed a pot belly, I don't ever see you doing that because of the yoga you do every morning.
That's right.
And also all the stretches and exercises you do to get those abs and
the pooing.
And the pooing. Well, you evacuate as soon as you eat, don't you?
While I'm eating, generally. Yeah. If I can. I mean, it's impolite to eat your meals on the toilet while you've got company. Mm. You know, so I try and do it at the table. But the moment I've had my last mouthful, yeah.
It's instant evacuation. I mean, where do you stand on the chocolate front?
Well, I completely agree. And actually, I find it really easy to be disciplined outside of my own house because I have no interest in it. I don't buy it. I don't go near it. I don't want it. But then when you're at home, the missus gets it. And we think, well, fuck, she's going to have it. I'm not going to miss out.
Yeah. Well, it's that interesting thing. I think we're very similar in this respect, which is if we don't want to have it, we won't buy it because you and I don't have the discipline.
No, no.
To if we buy something.
If it's in the house.
You know, it's like these people that can buy a block of chocolate and they'll go, oh, I'll only have one or two pieces.
Yes.
That's not me, Mike.
No.
I'll have the whole block.
No, that's right.
Same with chips.
Yeah.
I get a bag of chips. I don't buy chips, Mike.
No.
Because I go, oh, and I used to start off with, I'd sit there with a little bowl of chips, and I go, I'll just have this little, I'll get the little handful and put it into the bowl there, and that's all I'll have of the chips. Of course, 30 minutes later, the entire packet will be gone.
Without a doubt. All gone. And I'm exactly the same, but I don't bother with the bowl. I'm just straight out there with a bag, and I smash the whole lot. And my wife can't understand it. The same way as she can't really understand why I can't just have two beers.
Yeah, sure. You mean like a normal drinker?
Like a normal drinker. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that their normal is my normal, and it's easier if I just don't have any.
Yes.
You know?
Or 50.
Yeah, well, that's what it leads to.
Yeah.
Because she's got two questions. One, why can't you just have two beers? Mm. Or two, why are you naked running up and down the street?
Yeah. Sure.
And they're related questions.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, I just can't do it. But she can, you know, she's got that discipline, I think. Whereas I just don't. So it's easier, let's just not have it in the house.
Well, it's like those people that have, you know, a bottle of wine over dinner and they'll have a glass of wine each and that'll be it for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of that?
No.
I mean, I've never seen the point. And, you know, they'll put the little wine stopper in or maybe a little teaspoon.
Yeah.
Keep it fresh, put it back in the fridge. And even worse than that, an even bigger travesty than that, Mike, is they'll have a glass of wine and they won't even finish that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is a travesty. And for me, I just keep on drinking until I get that warmer feeling. You know?
Yes.
And then probably another 40 beers after that.
Just to top it off.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think what we're essentially saying is, in essence, you and I are all or nothing people.
Well, yeah, we're shocking, shocking addicts.
Yes.
And we're both with partners that aren't and also can't probably understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
Just have a glass of wine. Well, you say that now.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that we've gone from a chocolate Whittaker's bar into our addictive issues.
Well, this is exactly what this guy's suffering from, isn't it? It's addiction. I mean, you're eating a family block of chocolate every single night, and you're fat. and your wife is telling you you're fat, and as a result, your sex life is probably suffering. And yet you're calling, ringing us for advice, sending us an email about how you can change your wife's opinion as opposed to how we change your behaviour.
Well, I wonder too, now that I'm thinking about the question, whether the wife bears some responsibility here.
Probably.
I mean, as we, you know, pointed out, we're the sort of guys that, you know, we won't buy that bar of chocolate.
No.
We won't even go there. We're all or nothing type of people, because we know if we buy that bar, then we're going to eat all of the bar, all the block of chocolate. So in some ways, the wife has created the problem in the sense of the fact that she's buying the chocolate and thereby enabling her partner to become a fat beast.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's got to shoulder all the blame here. I mean, what are you meant to do? You meant to not eat it. Are you meant to show some control?
I mean, when she looks at her partner and he's this grotesque
pig,
you know, he's got skinny arms, he's got skinny legs, he's got a bulging belly. I mean, and she may look at him and go, my God, you repulse me and disgust me.
Yeah.
But actually, she is responsible for that look.
No, that's right. No, that's exactly right. And so she sort of created this Frankenstein monster, if we can call you that. If we can say that you are a Frankenstein's monster.
Actually, if you could send some pictures through of just how bad your belly is, just to give us some context, that would be great.
Tuscan.
And also, by the way, anyone that sends us questions or seeks our advice, pictures always help us.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Mike and I are very visually orientated in the sense of we like visual things to just stimulate our
response. Bit of Captain Nancy Harrison styles.
Yeah, how is Captain? Someone asked us on set today
what's
happened to Captain Nancy.
We don't know. She's gone to ground, man.
She has.
She's spending her millions.
Yeah.
You know?
She's opened up that war chest and just gone on the loose in Baghdad.
Yeah, that's right. I think you've got to think about your own personal health and your own personal self-esteem, mate. I think you've got to knock it on the head. I think actually the smart way to go is what you do is you get as fat as you can, right? Disgusting. She breaks up with you. You immediately start training and exercising and just get absolutely shredded. And then you just rub it in her face.
That is a great idea. So you just get as grotesque and disgusting and as bloated and as unappealing as possible.
Yeah.
Your wife then dumps you. Then you go on a massive gym bender where you become shredded and ripped, and you've got massive boulder action happening in your shoulders and your arms. You've got those sort of veins popping out. And then you go and maybe meet for a coffee with your wife or ex-wife of that situation, just so she can have a little gander at you and have massive regrets about ever letting you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's great advice. And, you know, I mean, you have sort of let yourself down here and the marriage, really. But you can certainly shift the blame, shift the point, the finger of blame here, so that it's no longer pointing at you, so it's pointing it at her. You should take responsibility, but that's not why you write letters to us, is it?
No, it's not about taking responsibility. It's about blaming others.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
So hopefully that helps you in terms of the chocolate bars. Mike and I, we're both essentially saying, look, go for it. Go for your life. Get grotesque. Get divorced. Go to the gym. Get ripped. Get shredded. And make her regret ever bringing that chocolate bar into your life. And also getting rid of you at the same time.
Yeah, great advice. Let us know how it goes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Got another one here. It's called, it's from Hamish. I won't say his last name.
Okay.
It's quite existential, this one. I'm not sure if we've got a heading for it. Kia ora, gents. I'm loving this kia ora as well. Everyone's kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora.
It's great. Here's a quick and easy one for you. I've been thinking a lot recently about the meaningless nature of life.
Yeah.
We as a people wake up in the morning and complain about the cold, go to work and complain about the traffic, start working and complain about our jobs, go home and complain about the people in our lives. Then if we're lucky, we get to have the weekend and we complain about how short it is or that we didn't do anything with it, or that we did too much with it. I've decided that you either have to take this bullshit very seriously, or you've got to laugh at it all and just kind of giggle through life pretending not to acknowledge the bullshit of it all. Are there any alternatives? How do I find meaning in this world? Is the answer God? I mean, really? That's from Hamish.
I think, Hamish, that is probably the most extensive and deep question that we've ever had to actually deal with.
Except that one from the guy who was staring at his lawns while he was rooting his wife.
Yeah.
That was a goodie.
That is a really good question. I mean, what do you do to give meaning to your life, Mike?
I find not overthinking things is the key.
Yes.
I think you start thinking about things too much, like Hamish here, and before you know it, you're sending emails off asking for advice.
Yeah.
I think if you're in any state in your life that you need to ask somebody else for advice, you're probably taking it a bit
too seriously.
Yeah, but what do you do, Jace? I mean, I don't...
Well, look, I mean, and Hamish mentioned this in his email, and that was very simply, I don't take the world seriously anymore.
No.
And I think we mentioned this in a previous podcast, whereby I've reached the age where I simply don't give a shit anymore.
Sure.
And that sort of harks on to what you're talking, Mike, about the essence of life and not taking it too seriously. If you don't give a shit about anything, if you don't give a shit about whatever's going on, you tend to find that actually you don't get stressed. And a sense of humour is key. If you can laugh in the face of your ultimate demise and destruction, then you're a long way down the path as far as I'm
concerned.
Without
a doubt. And I think it all starts with your work, doesn't it, Jace? What you're employed doing. If you love doing that, I think you're going to be okay. If you hate that,
yes,
then everything else will suffer.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I used to do furniture removals. Did that for 3.5 years, incredibly, in Australia. And I was very happy because all I was using it for was to get money so that I could get smashed 4 days a week.
Yeah, totally.
And so
that was the only purpose of having a job, wasn't it?
That was.
You get money to get hammered.
Yeah, that's right. So I was a great, great success in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, I was constantly smashed a bit.
Well, that was the only reason.
Just hang on a minute. Do we have to get in? Oh, he's wrapped, man. He's in his costume. But it's lunchtime, though, eh? After lunch.
Oh, God.
5, 10, 10. Is that all right? 7. Great.
7 minutes.
7 minutes, okay. So this is the nature of it, isn't it,
Yeah, well,
this is
the conundrum that we find
now,
ourselves.
Right there,
it?
You could find yourself getting really pissed off if you were Hamish.
Absolutely.
Really fucked off, complaining about the fact you've got to go back in there and
take
your
my costume
clothes off,
and put
your
my clothes,
normal clothes
back on.
On.
They probably
somebody's
going
to drive you to the airport.
Yeah, that'll take, what, 40 minutes at least? Then I'll find out that, oh, you know, they changed my flight and that hasn't registered with Air New Zealand, and then I have to go. And I won't get a flight till like 7:45 that night.
Yeah.
It'll just be an absolute shit
fight.
You'll
have to sit in the Koru lounge trying not to smash all the bruises.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And, you know, and I'll be going, oh, what's the point?
If you're wondering what that noise is, that's a car alarm.
Yeah, just to add to the atmosphere of our... I mean, we've got it all happening at the moment.
Car alarm in our studio.
This is what you call guerrilla podcasts.
Yeah, it is.
Good God. But, yeah, I think, Hamish, it's about... You know, not taking life too seriously. Being grateful for what you have too, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the little things. And let me just put something out there. You know, if you're feeling shitty about your life, if you're not feeling great about your life, if you're not feeling fulfilled about your life, try and help someone else, mate.
Oh, no, that's
go out of your way
idea.
To help someone else. And I tell you, the worthiness you feel from doing that, my friend, will change your life, Hamish.
And it will change your life because you'll be doing everything you can not to help somebody else.
Exactly.
So you'll keep your trap shut, won't you?
Yeah.
You'll stop your complaining.
I've never done that. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't be asked. I mean, you deal with your own issues.
Well, that's right.
I mean,
we've all got our problems, man. I mean, let's like Hamish here, he's like...
Yeah, I'm always tempted to say to Hamish... Harden up, and just in case you're wondering what the noise is, someone
there's
right next to the van that we are doing this podcast from has just started her car up, and she's backing off, obviously going to the new set location, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, that's right. She was also just staring at us and smiling. So,
yes. But I think it's a combination of not giving a shit, of not taking things too seriously, of being grateful for what you have, and...
And the other thing is, it can always be worse.
Well, it can be.
You know, you might think that you've got a hard row to hoe.
Yes.
But there's many a hard row that are far harder to hoe.
Yes.
than the one you've got,
than
right?
The one that you're currently holding.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe just develop a bit of gratitude in your life.
Yeah, stop being such a
I can't believe that you've actually taken the time to write that, asking us about how do I make meaning out of my life. I mean, we've got our own issues. We were talking about addiction just before. You know, for God's sake, we could barely sort our own lives out. How are we expected to sort your life out, Hamish?
That's right. I've barely got my head above water. And then you send me this depressing emails about how cold it is when you go to work in the morning, complaining about the traffic starting work, complaining about your jobs going home, complaining about the people in your lives. Jeez, man.
I mean, I've seen you go downhill since you read that one.
I know.
I mean, you were in good spirits before we started this podcast, and now you're feeling like a piece of shit.
Oh, I think that ravioli's fucking with my
guts. Is it? I thought you evacuated that. No, you're all right?
Just part of it, eh?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, yeah, I mean, it is the key question of life. You can always just not get out of bed.
Well, that's right.
Just get your computer in your room and watch Netflix all day.
Yeah.
And get a bar of Whittaker's chocolate and a couple of dozy beers.
We should get this guy in touch with the other fella.
Yeah, and they can just hang out together.
Yeah, they can flat together. Once old mate breaks up with his wife, these two slobs can go at it.
Absolutely.
I'm
getting a real stare now from our third AD.
How many minutes? 30 minutes.
All right, okay.
I've got 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
well,
okay.
That's too long.
We don't need 30 minutes.
That's too long.
That's kind of thrown me completely off.
Oh, yeah, no, it's too much. Yeah, mate, I wouldn't, you know, you've decided that you either have to take this bullshit very seriously or you've got to laugh at it and just kind of giggle through life pretending not to acknowledge the bullshit of it all. That's the answer. So you've already got your answer. Are there any alternatives? No. How do I find meaning in the world? There isn't any meaning in the world. Mm. Is there?
Don't start looking.
No.
Don't look.
Is the answer God? Well, I don't know how you got around to that.
Well, you know, that's each to their own, of course. But
yeah, fill your boots.
Not in my case.
No. That's right. So, toughy, isn't it, when you're staring at your belly button thinking about this stuff and coming up with nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just... you know, like today, Jase, we're sitting out there on our chairs, weren't we, looking at the mountains?
Yeah.
She was thinking, God, life's pretty good, man.
Beautiful sunny day.
But who knows? I mean, you might work in an abattoir.
That's right.
So it's hard for you to get that kind of enjoyment.
Or whip calls.
Oh, God.
Or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or in a warehouse counting ball bearings.
Oh.
Or flipping burgers at Burger King.
Did you do Burger King?
No.
I did McDonald's.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That was about $7.30 an hour, I think.
Jesus, that's good money.
That's good coin, eh?
Yeah.
That was...
Was that flipping burgers?
Flipping burgers and also customer service work in the drive-thru.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
No, I liked it. Really liked it, actually. That was good. That was just after I worked at New World in the produce. That was $4.70, actually.
Yes, you know? Shit, that's good
so
money.
So I got a $3 pay rise.
That's bloody good guys. Money.
I went to the boss, and I was like, because I'd been working there, at New World, and I had to start at 4:30 in the morning to get all the veg out.
Yes.
Now, people might not know this, but your veg browns up, man.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't just stay white. And so one of the illusions that's created at your supermarket, see, with your silver beet, your cauliflower particularly, they'll have those sort of nose down, the ass up, generally,
yeah,
as a rule. Same with the silver beet. Now, down the bottom there, where the leaves all come out of, that root there, that browns up overnight.
Real fast, yeah.
So my job each morning, well, part of my job, was to take my machete and just to shave off that brown, just to reveal the white underneath again.
Can I ask why they gave you a machete for that?
Well, because
surely a paring knife would have been better.
Yeah,
a machete
maybe bigger
seems
than
a bit over the top.
I had a bunch of stuff. I can't remember what I was using. It was necessary in some cases, but not all cases. And anyway, when I started, I was meant to start at 4:30. You're meant to start at 5:30, but they said, we'll start at 4:30, you'll get used to the job. You start at 5:30. I was there for 4 months. I never got any better.
Mm.
I still started at 4:30.
Well, that's because you were trying to peel off brown shit.
Well, that's right,
machete.
But hey. Joke was on them because I got an extra $4.60.
Yeah, that's
extra
true.
Hour.
Yeah, you see, that's up, looking
man.
On the bright side right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Looking on the bright side, that's what you
that was.
Do,
that was a
count
pack and a half of durries. So, you know, a pack of Pall Mall 10s was $2.80 then.
Yeah, beautiful.
I loved it when they sold the 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so chin up or I tell you what a good way to go would be, you know, jerking yourself off while you've got a belt around your neck.
Well, there is that option too, I suppose.
I mean, heaps of people do that.
Yeah, all the time, apparently.
I know.
Yeah, just to...
One of the Carradines did it.
Yeah.
Mick Hutchins.
Just crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. Must be good, though.
Or eat a block of Whitaker's chocolate.
Yeah, just keep eating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And just leave your clothes on because you'll feel ashamed.
And a dozzy beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sweet as.
Sweet runner. Well, look, you know, I hate to wrap it up, Jase.
Yeah, no, that, I understand, mate. And we apologise for that. I mean, how long is it? It's probably been about 20-odd minutes. I mean,
that's 30, I think.
Oh, yeah, for the brevity of this. But we will endeavour next week, because I'm down again, to really hoe into your questions. So make sure you send them through to us. And
this one doesn't even count as a podcast. This is just a kia ora.
Yeah.
How's it going? And just to say we're sorry and that we are aware that we're letting you down.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not our style, man.
No,
is
mate.
It?
No.
You know, and I do feel bad about it. And it was, you know, this one was poorly organised. I could have been better there. And
I could have been way better.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we are cities apart now. Cities apart.
We are. Yeah.
One end of the island to the other. But I tell you what, hopefully you'll forgive us. We'll be back again next week from Mike and I. We just want to say thanks for sticking with us, team.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You guys are too much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.